This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
I'm back. This is Jeff Worrell with another edition of PT Talker. And joining me today is Monique Serpas. Serpas is how you say it correctly, is that right?
Yep.
All right, Monique, welcome to PT Talker. We're thrilled to have you today. You are operating a website that is designed for consumers of physical therapy called GoToPT.com. And I'm going to ask you to spell that because you've got a really unique, that it isn't just G-O-T-O, it's something different. Tell me why you chose those letters.
Well, I am an LSU grad, mm-hmm. and go Tigers.
Okay.
And down in the South, we spell things a little differently.
Uh-huh.
And so go is spelled G-E-A-U-X. So it's go2pt.com.
All right. Now, I've watched, you're actually very active in the online world of physical therapy, communicating on some of the social networking sites and really promoting the world of physical therapy. But one of the things that caught my attention when I first became acquainted with your website was that you feel strongly that consumers need a place to get information about PT. So what is the general gist of your website?
Well, as you stated, I think that the general public needs to know more about physical therapy, what it is, who we are, and what we provide. So that was the main mission of starting this website. There are a lot of questions I get in the clinic that I just simply don't have the time to fully explain, or maybe it's a wellness topic that doesn't directly influence the condition I'm treating, but I still feel is important message to get to my patients. So that is what's driving the content on my website. There are a number of physical therapists out there that say, you know, I can't believe, you know, so-and-so doesn't know what physical therapy is or what we do, as in the general public, as well as other healthcare professionals. So I'm hoping to change that with this website.
Yeah. Now, so really there's nothing else out there that you know of that would allow my mother or my grandfather who thinks that they may need physical therapy or have been referred for physical therapy to find out more about what it actually means, is, and does?
There are. When I started this website in October of last year, I started to look up blogs, physical therapy websites that are just general for the consumer. Obviously, there's the American Physical Therapy Association website, which back in October, they did not have the Move Forward consumer website that
okay.
now is very interactive. But they did not have that. They did have consumer information, but it was somewhat limited.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some other websites for the consumer when you looked up physical therapy blog, but many of them were outdated. And when you actually Googled it and you try to look up physical therapy blog, there was, I think, two that I could find easily that were for the consumer. The rest of them were about evidence-based practice
sure.
and more
yeah.
for the healthcare professionals. So,
yeah.
if I were the consumer and did not know anything about physical therapy, obviously the APTA website would pop up, about.com would pop up, and a few others, but not a whole lot of varied topics on mm-hmm. physical therapy and what we do, defining our education levels, defining
yeah.
our techniques and treatment and that sort of stuff.
Okay. Now, our listeners are obviously physical therapists. So one of the reasons that I decided to bring you on our show today was because I think that other physical therapists, your colleagues and peers around the country, would maybe be interested in referring their patients to this site because you offer such well well-written and very well-documented information that is written for the consumer. Is that kind of your methodology here?
Yeah, I hope that other physical therapists do pass the site on if they like it. I have had a few physical therapists use it as a reference, mm-hmm. and printed out a blog post that they've liked or that would apply to their patient, and given it out. And that is great. I think that's what I'd like this information to be used for, it's for the consumer. It's for someone who's either receiving physical therapy or maybe just the general public, about exercise, about how the body moves, about, you know, whatever I'm writing about that at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would love PTs to use. But I also think other therapists could be doing this. I think we have a duty to educate the general public about what we do. I think the APTA is really has really improved in their consumer education. But I think each individual physical therapist needs to really be promoting physical therapy. And I know a lot of physical therapists are active promoters of the profession in, you know, everyday life, but this is just another means to do that, and it's there forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a little blurb, you know, you have thoughts on things, and I know every physical therapist does, put out a blog and start educating everyone about what we do.
The more, I mean, certainly you're a great advocate for physical therapy, but I guess the more ambassadors out there promoting physical therapy, the better it would be for everybody. Is that kind of your message here?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you ever allow, and I'm certainly asking you a question of which you did not know I was going to ask, but
mm-hmm.
would you ever allow a physical therapist, and I might just mention that Monique is a clinic director for Health Reach Rehab in, would you say, Southwest Wisconsin?
It's in Southeast Wisconsin.
Oh, Southeast.
We're just on the north shore of Milwaukee.
Okay, so in the Milwaukee area. But let's say there's a physical therapist listening to us in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I know there is because I get frequent emails from that person. But the therapist down there, and would you ever consider somehow letting them integrate some of your work into their clinic website for Tupelo, Mississippi, physicaltherapy.com or something like that?
Yeah, that's possible.
Is that possible? So
mm-hmm.
how would someone reach you if they were interested in pursuing this concept a little bit further?
They can reach me via email. It's Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, at gotopt.com.
Okay, and that's go spelled G-E-A-U-X,
mm-hmm.
number 2, pt.com. Now, is go to G-O-T-O-P-T.com, is that already taken?
I believe we did take
okay.
that one.
Oh, you did. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So if someone misspells it, they can still get to you?
Yeah. You
okay, good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's good. That's good. Okay. All right. Well, very good. Now, anything else that you think listeners should know about your site before they actually Google you and take a look at it themselves? Do you have, like, topic areas? Or?
I do. I have the site broken down. The most current blog is on the homepage, and on the right side is the information categorized.
Mm-hmm.
So general information, geriatrics, neurologic PT, orthopedics, sports medicine, prevention, vestibular, and women's health.
Okay. So now if I were having problems with medial epicondylitis, can I find information that specific at your site, or are you more broad and basic?
No, it's, well, I just kind of, whatever I want to write about,
okay.
whatever I want to blog about, I then categorize. So,
okay.
And I haven't written one about that, so.
But do you ever write about specific diagnoses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
And you can go up to the search bar at the top right and put something in if you're looking for something specific.
Okay, before we run out of time, give me your last five blog topics. Can you do that for me real quick?
Active joint supports are muscles.
Uh-huh.
Run less to run better.
All right.
April is Occupational Therapy Month. Meet an OT.
Sounds riveting.
Hey, y'all, let the music motivate you.
What was that now?
Hey, y'all,
oh,
let the
that.
Music motivate you.
That's great. And finish out with?
And sustained positions and its effect on your movement.
All right. Just a sample of what you can find at GoToPT.com. Monique, thank you for joining us today on PT Talker.
Thanks, Jeff.
And certainly hope all is well in Wisconsin for you, Monique, as well as around the country, around the world, all of our listeners. We want to remind you that not only can you find previous episodes of PT Talker available on iTunes, but we'd ask you that you pass on our site, pttalker.com, to your peers who might be interested in any of our recent topics, which can all be found on our website. So I want to thank you again for listening to us today. Hope that you find this information helpful to you as you practice physical therapy in the clinic. I want to welcome you back next week when I'll have another guest on pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.